the moment, the world as a whole has warmed between 1 and 1.5 degrees as a consequence of human-induced global warming. What few people appreciate is that South Africa warms at twice the global rate.
Sure.
So every degrees of warming for South Africa, and then you have accelerated warming on land, and you have accelerated warming in cities because of something called the urban heat island effect.
Mm.
So at the moment, if you look at global trends, the world faces about 2 to 3 degrees of warming in this century at least, unless we get our act better together. And that means up to 6 or more degrees of warming for Central and Southern Africa.
Wow.
So we're already a water-stressed country. But scientists are saying, look, we're going to face an almost certain day zero scenario for Gauteng within the next 20 years. You know, we're already, it's difficult in our country to separate out all the problems that we have with governance and infrastructure failure and so forth from the effects of climate change. But climate change makes all our existing problems even worse. And it's coming soon. It's not something that's coming down the line. These consequences are hitting vulnerable communities all over the world. But we're talking, as this very moment, most people don't seem to realize that the Eastern Cape is facing a day zero scenario before Christmas. And the media is just not really giving this enough attention, I think.
I tend to agree with you. It seems to be such a big, big, big problem. We talk about global warming, you know, and melting ice caps just seems so far away and so distant away from us. And it just seems like this insurmountable big problem. I wonder whether it's COP26 or...
Bobby, you're raising an incredibly important point, which is that it looks to us all too often like a huge problem. But actually what it is a massive, massive opportunity to fix so many of the problems that face us as humanity.
Mm.
We just accept things like constantly rising fuel prices. We accept air pollution. We accept the threats to wildlife. The corruption that we face, which is a justifiable obsession of our media. The fossil fuel industry is one of the most corrupt industries in the world. And the longer we delay solving these problems, the more expensive it becomes. But actually, we have an opportunity to create a far more robust, healthy economy for everyone. It's a whole set of opportunities. The problems are massive, but the opportunities are gigantic as well.
So that having been said, your thoughts on COP26 as a whole?
There have been some positives coming out. So, I mean, one of is not, methane is also a greenhouse gas like carbon dioxide. There's been a global deal on methane coming out of COP26. There's been a global deal on deforestation. Deforestation is a problem. One of the major problems, though, with the whole way that COP26 is being faced is that often targets that are being set at COP26 are framed in terms of a concept called net zero, which means that at a certain point, our emissions will be balanced with efforts to actually recapture carbon dioxide from the atmosphere. These targets are used to justify continued fossil fuel production in the present with the promise of some method of capturing emissions in the future. And those methods are often speculative. And so what we really need to do is to be absolutely determined to leave fossil fuels, oil, gas, and coal in the ground right now. We need cuts. We need cuts in the next decade particularly. And we can't just say, oh, well, we promise to start capturing carbon dioxide again after 2030, after 2040. We need to really leave all these fossil fuels in the ground right now. And because the longer we delay those cuts, the more expensive the problem becomes.
David LePage, I'm so glad we were able to get a hold of you. I'm not sure that our leaders necessarily attend any of these COP gatherings annually, year after year after year, determined enough to make the changes. But, you know, somebody like you on the ground, certainly spreading the news, and I'll do what I can as well. Thanks for your time.
Thanks again, Bobby. Thanks for all the great work on your station.